Sanat Kumara, we're going to Vaikuntha, visit Lord Vishnu. We stopped at the door by the doorkeepers. And we die. But specifically, the Supreme Lord cannot be seen by ordinary eyes. But he can now become visible to the eyesight of the Kumaras. Another significant word is Samadhi Bhakyam. Meditators who are very fortunate can see the Vishnu form of the Lord within their hearts by following the yogic process. But to see him eye to eye is a different matter. It is only possible for pure devotees. The Kumaras therefore upon seeing the Lord coming forth.
Artik?
No, that's
Kirtan's.
Goina.
Yes.
Dhruva Maharaj saw face to face.
Manufactured this in Hawaii.
That the chance is lost. Repeatedly, Krishna saying, give up all this habit. Just become Krishna conscious. Sarvadharma, nobody will hear. Why shall I not? There is a Bengali song, Choke jadi lage bhalo kano degbo na. It is gratifying to my eyes. Why shall I not see a beautiful woman? Why you are forbidding me? Choke jodi lage bhalo. It is pleasing to my eyes. Why you are forbidding me? This is going on. Choke jodi lage bhalo. If there is little happiness, don't mind, it is flickering, it is gone. Chatbhag was Rirankritta Gitana, a somewhere other, prepare food stuff with ghee. No, I have no money. Rirankritta, just beg water still, bring ghee. And prepare nice food stuff and eat. And enjoy life. With the material. But Shastra says, no, 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 don't do this. This is hog's business. Tapo, let's try to go follow austerity. Even those are so-called advancing knowledge, karmi, jnani, yogi, they are also after sense gratification. Kormi is openly after sense gratification. Jnani is subtly. This kind of Brahma Satya Jagannath. Now I shall enjoy Brahma, I shall become God. There is another side. The same sense enjoyment. Because I failed. Becoming a minister, becoming a king, becoming a leader, becoming a fell. Now I shall become God. Same sense gratification. You cannot understand. This is also sense gratification. I am not no more satisfied by becoming a little minister and king. No, I shall become God. Why shall I be? By becoming king or minister, I beg to the goddess of fortune. Mother, give me a little money. Why shall I beg? I shall enjoy her. I became a Narayana. Same disease. Yogi also, after mystic power, they want to show magic. I shall make like this and gold will be there. People will worship me as I am God. Do that. People do that. If you play something wonderful, they will accept you. Oh, you are God. But he does not know that he cannot become God. That is not possible. Although he gets little fractional authority to puzzle others that he has become God. Because people are fools. If you can produce little gold like this, they will be immediately amazed. Oh, how powerful he is. They have no capacity to understand. If God is meant for making gold, why not worship the God who has made already millions of gold mines? Unlimited. There is no limit. Why this paltry God? They have no such knowledge. They are amazed.
They have to go to so much trouble as well just to achieve that little flickering.
Very, very great trouble. I have not seen the yogis. Yeah, of course there are some, but still they have to undergo very severe processes for achieving this yogic power. And the devotee, they kick it. What is this nonsense? That is devotee. Yeah, what is this? What shall I do by producing gold? Well, I never tried for making gold, but is there any scarcity of gold? I never tried for it. I have to make gold. That Sai Baba is showing some magic power. What was the Maharshi? He was also after some yogic power.
I don't know.
You were with him, you do not know. Teach transcendental medicine, you'll get this, you'll get that. Yeah, in advertising.
Ultimately you'll become God.
Huh?
Ultimately you'll become God.
Yeah. That is that.
And then in the meantime you can enjoy this real world.
They never said anything more than you'll just get good sex life and good health.
That is becoming all means of the same, money and sex. That's all.
Wouldn't it be handy though to be able to fly around without having to use airplanes? I mean, if you had some mystic opulence like being able to fly.
Yes, yes, the yogis can do that.
Wouldn't that be handy? Couldn't a devotee utilize that?
What is the use? What is the use?
Well, instead of taking airplanes here and there, you could just.
No, what is the defiance? If by practicing severe yogic means you fly, the birds are also flying. They are flying without aeroplane. Does it mean that it has become very great? There are many birds, Garuda birds, they can fly from one planet to another. It's like small birds that fly from one tree to another, take rest again. So they fly from this planet to another, take rest again another. What is the value of your aeroplane? You cannot go to another planet. Birds. We catch up elephants and take it for eating. Does it mean say he has become, it has become God? There are Siddhalok planets where the people can go without any airplane from one planet to another. Siddhalok. They have got all yogic siddhi automatically by birth. Just like we cannot fly, but a small bird, a small fly, from the birth it can fly. There are so many. Similarly, by birth they are all, they have got all yogic siddhis. This is called Siddhalok. There are different varieties of planets, different varieties of perfection. Just like in here also, I cannot dive into the water. A small fish can dive. I cannot fly in the sky, but a small sparrow here, it can go from here to here immediately. What does it mean? He is very advanced in yogic power because he can fly. You are proposing that. Huh? Nothing is any big achievement. The big achievement is how to become Krishna consciousness. That is what. Not this thing. You see, you cannot do, I can do. I cannot do, he can do. What is it? Greatness.
Seems harder to control the tongue than to fly.
Huh?
Seems harder to control the tongue than to fly.
Fly.
It takes more austerity to control one's tongue by chanting and taking
prasadam. Even that is not achievement. To control the senses, that is not very great achievement. The great achievement, how we have become a pure devotee of Krishna. And that will include everything. You haven't got to prepare gold, but if you want gold, Krishna will send you. So why should I try for that? Waste my time. Let me become fully Krishna conscious. That is it. Krishna, Juva Kimam Bahamam, I shall give you all protection. I shall supply whatever you want. Krishna said, for I shall do such thing when Krishna will be my protector and supplier and everything. He is all powerful, so he will do that. If I require, I don't require anything. I have to become a sincere, pure devotee. But if I require something, it will come from Krishna. Why shall I try for it? A rich man's son, he doesn't do anything for earning money. He knows my father is rich and I shall require money, he'll give me. So why shall I become a big businessman and become a kormi? Tasyaiva heta prajate heta kovi nalambhate jad brahmadhāma panyata. You try for that thing which you did not achieve so long, even if you have traveled from different species of life, different planets. For that thing you try, which you have not achieved, simply have become implicated.
Why bother with something that's available to a hog?
Huh?
Why bother with something that is available even to the hogs?
Yes. Now, even if you achieve such thing, achievement, so where is the guarantee that you will stay? The so-called achievements of sense gratification, that means body, the body is always troublesome. That day I was asking, did you test the Birla's
eggplant?
He said, no, I could not take it due to the body. See, even things are there, the body will not allow. There are many rich men, they have got money, but they cannot eat anything.
Mm-hmm. That John Paul Getty is the richest man in the world, and they asked him, what would be your wish if you could have anything? He said, I just want to be healthy. He said, I've got so much money, but I'm not healthy.
Many. There was a big rich man in Calcutta, Raja Jitendra Mohan Thakur. Sir, just like you give me so many things. So he was king, he was getting more supply. But he has no appetite. So one day, he was giving so many things because it was routine. So one coolie was going on the street, taking a fish and chanting very pleasantly. So he said, then instead of becoming Raja Jyotirna Mohan Thakur, if I could have been a coolie like that, at least I could enjoy by eating. And what is it? I've got everything, but I cannot eat. He regretted, I would have become a coolie like that, instead of becoming that.
Everybody's mad after getting some big position, and then when they get it, they find out it's even worse than the worst.
Because the body does not allow. So all from all sides now we are discussing Prahlad Maharaj's, how his experience of this material way of life is all useless. So by following this Mahajan devotees we can make our life perfect. Nothing is wanted except Krishna. That is perfect. That is instruction. Nathanangana janangana sandhari. No, you don't. Then, what do you want? Mama janmani janmani sari bhavta bhakti rahitu. Without any motive, let me become a sincere devotee of you, Lord. I don't. That is perfect. Disgust. Aranare Bab. No more. Everything is done. Some smell is coming. No.
Your transcendental senses are far beyond. The ghosts want to hear too.